Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The center fielder, Gino Cimelli. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Blalock. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Gary Blalock. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Cimelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Musial scoops it up and throws to first, with Blalock covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Walls moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blalock fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Blalock. Walls moves to third. Banks moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Cimelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Blasingame reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blasingame moves to third. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blasingame tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Morin goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mutual scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Gary Blalock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blalock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blasingame moves to third. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Blasingame scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. White hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Blalock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blalock is 0 for 1 in the game. Blalock hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive towards first. Mutual reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mutual scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaylock covering, for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Altman moves to third. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blaylock, and towards Grammas, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grammas hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Blaylock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaylock is 0 for 2 in the game. Blaylock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Chick King pinch runs for Al Dark. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King moves to second. Don Eddie pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Dale Long pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. King moves to third. Eddie moves to second. Dave Hillman pinch runs for Dale Long. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Howie Nunn now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. King scores. Eddie moves to third. Hillman moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Cal Neiman now catching. Bill Henry now pitching. Randy Jackson now playing third base. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musial strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-4 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. White strikes out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Smith pinch runs for Hal Smith. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grammas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Howie Nunn. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Green now catching. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Henry goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Kurt Flood. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.